All right, Doc, I was lucky. I had a pediatrician for a father, so his idea of a snack was a carrot. But for parents that are listening or grandparents that don't want to wait on government policies, what can they start doing today to maybe improve the health of their kids and grandkids?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Trey, because we're working hard to undo one of the greatest sources of health misinformation in the history of government, and that is the broken food pyramid. And that dogma still lingers around today. People should know they should eat whole foods, things that come out of the ground that are not ultra-processed. You know, ultra-processed foods are 70% of the food now of a child in the United States. People should avoid these highly sugar-enriched drinks on a regular basis. I used to tell my patients, drink water if you want to lose weight and you want some low-hanging fruit. We're getting back to almost biblical principles of eating whole foods. There's nothing wrong with saturated fat. That was a pile-on of the food pyramid government nutrition guidelines for 50 years with the medical establishment just sort of, you know, walking along and parroting that misinformation. There's nothing wrong with natural saturated fats. So at the FDA, in conjunction with USDA, we are rewriting the food guidelines under the direction of RFK and Secretary Rawlings. We want people to have good information, and I think that starts with eating whole foods and cooking rather than buying pre-processed, ultra-processed foods.